Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Some Republican governors are sending migrants to Massachusetts and other liberal-leaning states, and the move appears to be having an impact on the medical system. Hospital officials and social service leaders say many of the migrant families are showing up in emergency rooms around the Boston area in need of urgent care and shelter. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel has been looking into the situation and joins us. About 50 migrants, as we've been hearing, arrived on Martha's Vineyard yesterday to the surprise of local officials, but the increase you're reporting on has been going on for a while.
Yes, this is distinct from that situation to a degree. Over the past several months, particularly in July and August, there was a significant increase in people arriving from South American countries and Haiti. While this has been confirmed by the state, it's been very hard to pin down the exact numbers. However, the Immigrant Family Services Institute, which is a social services agency headquartered in Mattapan, said that between May and July, it alone welcomed 1,800 people. And while the August numbers are still preliminary, the organization estimates it received around 600 more people that month, which is a six-fold increase from normal. And most of these people, they say, are pregnant women and families with young children. Here's the executive director, Gerald Gabo, who has been working in this field for 25 years.
Yesterday, for example, at 7 p.m., we have six families coming directly from the Logan Airport to our office. We were not ready. We could not do anything. It is really worse than anything that we have ever seen.
She said the majority of the people her organization's seeing are fleeing violence in Haiti. As they arrive, some are even having to sleep outside as they scramble to find housing and really basic needs like mattresses, diapers, towels, and also food.
So we don't have exact numbers, but how are these people getting here? What's their path?
Yes, that is an open question, too. The mayor's office for immigrant advancement in Boston says it's just trying to figure that out, including how recently the families arrived. I also spoke to several nonprofit service agencies, and they said they're coming very recently. They're very new arrivals, and at least some families are coming from New York. Now, as we heard, the governors of Texas and Arizona have been sending many thousands of migrants to New York, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. This is part of a contentious political strategy to highlight the record number of immigrants arriving at the southern border and then force so-called sanctuary cities to support them. The people who arrived by plane in Martha's Vineyard this week are part of that same political drama. In that case, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he chartered the planes to fly the migrants from Texas to the vineyard. But even before they landed, it seems families were dropped off in New York and then have been finding their own way up to Boston. Noralise De Jesus works at La Colaborativa in Chelsea, which has been helping some of these immigrants who are from countries like Venezuela, Colombia, Guatemala, Honduras, and Peru. She told me about one family that came on a chartered bus from Texas to New York.
They knew nobody in New York. It was really hard for them to find any organization in New York that can support them. And so in New York, they heard of La Colaborativa, and then they came to Chelsea.
She says these families say they saw a flyer advertising La Colaborativa, but the origins of that flyer are unknown. She says one reason they seem to be gravitating here is because of the medical insurance that the state offers.
So can you tell us about the medical needs of these individuals?
Yes. So one of the first ways this came to the attention of local officials is because doctors and social workers in emergency rooms and clinics started comparing notes, noticing a trend, and then flagging it. Boston Healthcare for the Homeless program told me that in pre-pandemic times, they usually saw one, maybe two new homeless families a week. But lately, their lobby can have four or five new migrant families in there all at one time, and all with serious medical needs. Some are pregnant women who have severe abdominal cramping. Others are women who are 7 or 8 months pregnant and have yet to see a doctor. Georgia Thomas Diaz helps head their behavioral health team there. And she told me that about one woman she saw a couple weeks ago.
So she didn't have her medications with her because she's a diabetic. She didn't have her medication. She didn't take her medication for 10 days. Then when I saw her, she looked very pale and like very lethargic. They ended up rushing her to the emergency room because her sugar was so high.
So, Gabriella, when people like that get to the emergency room, how do the ERs deal with it?
Yeah, I reached out to several of them to find out, and the hospital said they are committed to providing care for this population. But one of the big challenges has been when these families are medically cleared, where do they go next? Boston Medical Center told me that the recent uptick has really strained the agencies it works with to help these families.
Okay. Thank you for telling us about it. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel reporting on an increase in asylum seekers arriving in Massachusetts in the past few months and the pressure they're putting on medical and support systems. Thank you, Gabriella.
Thank you.